And now his little self approaching the adult.
Alright.
How did the chicken nuggets come out?
Fine.
Alright, let's get these mashed potatoes in here. Cover that with something.
A plate. I just did a paper plate.
Okay, and two minutes. There we go. 2 minutes is really the magic number.
Yes.
For this microwave.
Good job.
Yep.
Very good job.
What are you doing?
These paper towels are really cruddy.
Yeah. You have to kind of unroll it first before you start tearing.
I know it.
Yes.
Wash the
wooden one. Right. Now, the notes fall over again.
That's what I thought happened last night.
You, like, scrambled out of bed so fast I thought you fell.
No, I didn't. I heard a
boom. You heard a noise? I didn't hear any noise.
That's why I thought.
No,
I'm kidding.
No. I reached out to grab you instinctively because I thought you were falling out of bed again. Like you used to do at my parents' house. You used to roll right out. And that's kind of what you did, you rolled. I thought, oh shit, not again. Did you even know you did that?
Yeah, I know.
You were like, whoa!
Stop the microwave.
Okay. You sure you have it on for 2 minutes?
Yeah.
It's too hot to touch right now.
Alright, well then let them cool.
Yep, I'll do that. Just leave this door open and we'll crash.
Just let that ease it down if it's too hot.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right about that. Now, we're not going to start with them anyway, then.
No.
You know? What are you looking for?
A string.
You could just use a regular one. Oh, shit. Oh, a serving spoon? Ew. No, that's kind of weird, though.
What?
It's a capsule that you swallow, and it's a password. So basically, it secures.
Yay, we made it!
I guess it secures your stomach. I don't know what you use to secure a swallowable password, right? And what if somebody tries to hack into your stomach? Would it hurt? I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to try it.
What?
That pill that you take. It's a password pill.
Alright, let's eat our nuggets and I'm going to leave the potatoes here.
You know what? Yeah. Alright.
God.
Remember that?
Yes. I don't know, I'll get a vacuum.
I know. There's always going to be crumbs. It's just over a year, the account at Unicorn Chronicles on Instagram has amassed over 25,000 followers. People preparing for a little laugh, inspiration, and fun. When you look at the picture, you can just tell. Another successful winner. Embrace life. Photos show the character with various people and places all over the world. Ew.
Mm.
Oh, that was the ketchup.
Yes. It's almost gone, but I have another bottle.
Here.
What do you want to drink?
I guess all we have is juice left.
Juice or seltzer? Or water?
Well, seltzer then.
Are you sure or you want water?
No, I'll have the seltzer.
Tomorrow,
I'll get
some stuff to drink.
Some water?
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd like those, but they're good.
Oh, the flavor waters? No more seltzer. There's the two bottles.
Yep.
Alright, here's your seltzer.
Okay.
We did it right, my man.
Oh, of course
asking you to.
Thanks for helping.
You're welcome. And then I couldn't get the damn thing off.
Yeah.
I tried.
We're
definitely excited with the new season on your way. And why now?
Maybe I dinner accomplished.
Do you like eating Ronnie Honey?
I like eating it this time. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, when we lived up in Vernon, this is the time we ate, right at 5, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mark insisted that we eat at like sometimes 8:30 at night. It was ridiculous.
Why?
I don't know. What can I tell you?
And you still ate late.
Yeah, we did eat late. We always ate late. Remember we'd be starving?
Yeah. It was like 6:30, 7.
8. Oh, dinner's ready. It's 9. It's midnight. You can eat now.
Because he was always waiting for your mom.
Well, that was an ugly set. This is the white chocolate seltzer. That's good.
Yes.
It's good. So tonight's the technology call.
Okay.
And you're going to look at Marty's?
Supposed to.
Well,
I'm going to call first.
Oh, yeah, because you never know. Sir. Actually, I'm not feeling good tonight.
Mm.
Oh, well. Oh, well, what do you do?
I'm not saying, do we should go to the doctors? Like,
I think she should go to the doctors. I really do.
She had a sinus infection last week.
Yeah.
I don't think she ever got over it.
Right. No, but she needs the doctor. It's ridiculous. She doesn't take care of herself, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
That seed of these potatoes.
Not watery.
That's why. One cup of water. Perfect, but really hot.
Yeah, give him time.
Well, we actually did something right. Well, as my father was like, food is food, kids. Food is food.
Did he eat the gluten-free stuff or no?
No. But he didn't care if it was gluten-free. He said food is food. Eat it. People complain, but who cares? Nobody knows why he chose to talk like a pirate. But he did, ever since he was a teenager. Oh shit, not again. Oh no. It'll never stop now. The hiccups.
I don't know where they come from.
The diaphragm. Which one do you need, Cass? Maybe you need to take the drink sometimes. I don't
know. I do.
Sometimes I just go.
Alright, a store is close to the situation. Hold on, statements and excuse me, slip letters in various situations, basically forever. In a statement, HBO tells us, quote, as a paid subscription service, HBO should not be made available in public establishments. When it does happen, it is a particular concern when there is an attempt to profit off of the programming. This is nothing new, as we have taken action for well
shaken
over a decade
nuggets.
Also. Coming up,
shaken baby syndrome. That we said?
Chicken McNuggets.
Oh. When he said chicken, maybe something. Chicken baby is a girl. So the station, the radio station, is having to sponsor the weather now.
Okay.
I don't really know why that's. I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad. But.
So when the weather comes on, they're going to put your commercial on.
No, well, they're going to say. Well, yeah, they're going to say, today's weather sponsored by Kevin Consulting. Kevin Cisco. Kevin Consulting. Yep, they're going to say it's sponsored by Kevin Cisco. So that's good, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sponsor all the terrible news. A man was eaten by a bear. And now, this news is sponsored by Kevin Cisco.
Should I get a clean potato?
Nah, shit. Well,
I spilled a little, but.
Nah, well. So it's going to be 70 degrees tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Dry air. Good. It won't be raining tomorrow. Margie can't complain anymore. Imagine that.
I know.
And it wasn't that bad the rain.
No, she could have went. We could have went to
she
the
just chose,
pantry today.
Well, she did. She just chose not to, not to drive. She chose not to. She wanted to stay home. And, I mean, that's okay. Not like we're in desperate need, but what if we were? Then what?
Mm-hmm. I move that towards you. I just want to clean that one. Yes.
Hell, I'll go to the store like I always do. If we really, you know? Are you done with the potatoes?
Not yet.
Well, I thought we were going to take some.
I took some.
You know, you could clean it afterwards. You and your cleaning.
Oh, but the news at 6 again.
What the hell? Maybe they moved everybody over to 6:30 and they got rid of that stupid game show. Let's see what happens. You could have always waited to clean that until we're done eating. I don't know why you do that.
Because,
you know, you spend a lot of time doing that, then you know what I mean? And meanwhile, I'm actively eating. That means there's a chance that you have less. You grew up with a brother, you should know that.
He was hardly home half the time.
That's why. Well, easy.
But first, it is the most dangerous road we're crossing in the region. We have seen plenty of close calls play out on our air. Now a car has been
Car was hit by a train. Have a similar
opinion. I know.
They're always like that, huh? You took some more?
I took
more. Have access to videotape. It's not tape anymore. I don't know why I just called it that. Videotape in my day! We had tapes?
Okay, good thing, yeah.
Okay.
Wow, for this pack, it makes a lot.
Yep.
Tomorrow night we'll have to decide what we want.
Yep, we sure will.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm done. Sounds good.
Oh, for God's sake. You know why he's complaining? For the show, they go into the past of celebrities, their ancestors. And Ben Affleck, I guess it is, he's upset because they found out that one of his ancestors was a slave owner. So he's upset about that. You know what? Everybody owned slaves back then. Everybody. I'd be proud. I'd be proud if somebody found out that one of my ancestors was a slave owner. Not because, you know, not because of slave owner. It's just a part of history.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's an interesting part of history. I mean, I wouldn't be proud that they were slave owners. I'd be proud to know that, you know, I was a part of something. But these whiners, they complain, they kick and they scream. And, you know, and I'm a liberal person, I really am. But, you know, I can't stand how these people carry on. Oh, you hurt my feelings. I don't know what to do. Oh. I can't take it. I can't take it. I mean, I'm sorry, but that was history. Yeah. There were a lot of buildings that had signs on them back then.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no niggers allowed. And now that doesn't mean it's a good thing, we should celebrate it.
Yeah.
But that's what it said. Don't cry about it. I don't know.
Tonight, 8 o'clock, it's raining. Try to stay warm, but still raining in the midnight hour. 6 a.m., a little better. The fog is still in the ball game. The dense fog advisors.
Something wrong with the world today. Something wrong. In my day.
In the western portion of the Great Lakes. Any chance at all to arrive here?
Better not arrive here.
What?
Snow.
No, come on. It's way too warm for snow.
You sit in the Great Lakes.
Oh, wow. Still in the Great Lakes for snow, huh? That's amazing. There we go. You have to be careful with that, huh?
I have to take it off the roller.
Oh, shit. So you have to get it back on, I suppose.
I got it.
And the potatoes are officially gone.
Alright, well, give me a second.
We do a good job with eating everything on our plates.
Yeah!
We the good boys and girls. Yeah. You know, my grandfather, when he was a kid, he used to laugh because, you know, when you're a kid, you think things are funnier than they are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his parents would tell him, eat every meat, potato, and pea on your plate. And he said, pee on my plate? Why would I do that? No, peas, you idiot. Peas. You're never going to amount to anything.
Well, we did
have
a little viral Windex, but I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll have to use the new one. I don't know what happened to the one that we were using. You haven't seen it, right?
Seen what?
We have an open bottle of Windex, and I don't know what happened to it.
I don't know. Was Margie using it when she was cleaning?
No, we used it for the table outside, and I brought it in. And
oh, you put it under the sink there. It's under the sink. That's all.
I don't know. We have a new bottle.
Ah, shit. No, it's open. You have it, Helen?
I don't know where it went, hon.
Great.
I have no idea where it went.
You're supposed to finish the first bottle of poison before you open the other bottle of poison.
I don't know where the poison fucking went.
Shit. Unless you did use it up. You think you used it up? Oh, yeah, remember? Because it was leaking.
Yeah.
That's right.
It probably did blow it out.
No, we talked about throwing it out, but we just said use it anyway, so we... It's there somewhere, huh?
Well, I can't find it. I'm not spending all night looking for it.
Maybe it's in the bathroom? No, I wouldn't have seen it by now.
No.
Alright, open the other one. This is how things get wasted.
Well, Kevin, I don't know.
Right. I know, right?
Anyway.
Yeah, you're right. It was an old bottle.
I'm still trying to see. Coco.
Oh,
we don't have to see the tea. Let me make sure it's not on me.
It might be, though. It just might be.
No.
Shit. Well, do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do. You're not supposed to just throw it out, so I hope it didn't get thrown out.
Well, I'm not going to worry about it.
So bad for the environment. God.